And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, just covering down on some major ground across the southeast U.S. of A. Y'all, I'm talking about this show. Whew, goes from like Huntsville way on back over to Chattanooga. I'm talking about from Tuscaloosa back on over to Gadsden. I mean down to that loveliest little town on the plains, Auburn. And yes, yeah, stretching across the border to what is now renamed Fort Benning. Fort Benning. And big old patches of North Georgia and Mississippi thrown in just for good measure. Shag Nasty the Atheist again wants me to make sure I understand that equals means equity, guys. No, it doesn't.
Oh, no, that
equity,
means...
Equity and equality are two different things, man. Equity and equality are two different things. Equality means a level playing field to work with. Equity means taking what someone's got and giving it to somebody else so everybody has an equal share. That's two different things. Chef Ben from Adiana checking in, says, tuned in live on YouTube, headed south to pick up my boy. So good to hear you guys. Poor sportsmanship, malicious compliance. Yeah, you nailed it, Chef Ben. Thank you. Appreciate you. And safe travels. Yellow Dog Mike from Huntsville checking in says, your desperate attempts to justify Trump and his minions' actions are laughable. You and your MAGA followers are our version of the good Germans. Can you give me a womp-womp or something off him? I don't know what we need out of that one. Thank you, Yellow Dog Mike. Thank you very much. Ken from Harvest says, the Tuskegee Airmen were great airmen. But don't forget Eugene Bollard from World War I, an amazing American pilot who flew for France. Also spied on the Nazis before the U.S. got into World War II. Oh, by the way, he was black. There you go. I like it. It's, oh, by the way. I got some brand new textures coming in. He's from Cortland, Alabama. We know he's Cortland. We don't know his name. So give us your name, buddy, so we can plug you in. Appreciate you being a part of things. Bruce from Springville says, concerning the Tuskegee Airmen, as a veteran, I look beyond their skin color, but I see them as brave brothers in arms. Perfect. And then John from Huntsville says, Phil, you're doing a spectacular job so far. Thank you. I appreciate it. He's also giving JP extra credit points for the jackassery sound effect. Awesome. Let's talk about swatting for a minute. This is, and by the way, there's nothing funny about this. There's no way in the world this is a joke. Swatting, if you're not familiar, is when someone calls in a fake report to law enforcement and says that there's a hostage situation or a shooting going on at someone's home. And what they're really doing is creating a false report that sends a SWAT team, or at the very least, armed police officers, immediately to that house on edge, weapons drawn, prepared to shoot somebody if necessary. And yet there's nothing going on at the house because the people are just sitting at home or they're even asleep sometimes in the dark of night. And this can be a scary situation. This has been happening a lot lately. And one of the things that's really troublesome is this appears to be targeting conservative punditry a lot. Not just conservative pundits, but also conservative elected officials. Marjorie Taylor Greene was swatted more than once, very recently, as a matter of fact. We've got one that happened right here in Alabama. In fact, I'll go to that first. I tried to get him on the show. He was tied up with other interviews. But I'm sitting here looking at a guy named Larry Alex Taunton. And some of y'all know who I'm talking about. Taunton is a guy who, who's got his own following on social media. Does a lot of like investigative reporting kind of stuff. And he lives down the Talladega area. 1819 News has a story. It's only 3 days old. A Talladega County man was recently swatted overnight. His work as a conservative freelance writer is likely what led to the frightening ordeal. Swatting, it goes on to say, is the same thing I said a minute ago about when a SWAT team responds to a fake call. But Larry Alex Taunton lives on Lay Lake. He's worked for places like The Federalist, The Atlantic, Fox News, CNN, USA Today, The Daily Wire, a bunch of others. Well, his work also recently includes investigating the USAID developments overseas. By going to those offices saying, what do y'all do here? Well, 3 weeks ago, Taunton was detained in Egypt for his work about USAID. Well, next thing you know, Taunton is literally in bed with his wife at their home in Talladega County, Alabama. His dog, a German Shepherd named Ranger, that was my dog's name, by the way, Ranger sat up straight and heard a noise and keyed on the fact that somebody was apparently outside. Taunton says he also sat up aware at that point, wondering what was going on. The dog was obviously hearing something, and so he armed himself. He keeps a gun near the bed. It was police coming to the door. It was a heavily armed police team coming to the door because they were told that there was a shooting inside the house and that a hostage situation was brewing. So he says, in his own words, as I grabbed my weapon, I went to investigate. So I'm armed. I'm coming out of my bedroom, and I could see through the windows on my deck the silhouette of a man tiptoeing around with an AR-15. He said, so I turned on the lights, and that's when one of the officers identified himself. And he said, I still wasn't sure what was going on. So I asked the police to show me their badges. He said, they were pretty amped up. He said, they're armed. I'm armed. This could have gone sideways very, very easily. But the deputy illuminated his badge. Taunton confirmed that he was a law enforcement guy. He put his own weapon down and asked if he could approach the door. And that's when Taunton learned somebody had made a fake call. That happened right here in Alabama. That's literally 35 minutes away from where I'm sitting right now. That happened to another guy in conservative media. That is absolutely wrong. Well, just today, the Committee on Oversight and Government Reform's Subcommittee on Federal Law Enforcement in Congress has asked the FBI and the DOJ for an upper-level briefing. They want what they call a staff-level briefing about what's going on to investigate and hold accountable those who may be doing these politically motivated swattings. Y'all, someone's going to get killed doing this. That situation with Larry Taunton could easily have gotten bad, really, really bad. And he pointed out later on, I saw that you can look at his social media. He posted the videos from his Ring cameras and his surveillance cameras of the police officers literally, like I think there were three or four deep coming up on the porch, all of them carrying AR-15s approaching the door as if they were ready for a big situation. Later on, they all stood around on the porch and laughed and talked about it and breathed heavy sighs of relief. Domestic calls are the worst for law enforcement. You ask them. Domestic calls are always filled with passion. They're always filled with emotion. Sometimes even the victim turns on the police. It can be an awful, dicey situation, and they come in kind of really, really on edge. And oh, by the way, heavily armed. Someone's going to get killed. And it's because there's someone out there who's willing to do these things. Well, yeah, the Subcommittee on Federal Law Enforcement is investigating the recent increase in swatting incidents, and they want to know what the DOJ and the FBI are doing. That's Dateline yesterday. And they should. The FBI has already said, as of last week, Kash Patel says that they are investigating, story on Fox News, March 14th, investigating the recent spike in swatting incidents. There's not a few, by the way. There's a lot. The FBI Director Patel said, this is not about politics. Weaponizing law enforcement against any American is not only morally reprehensible, it endangers lives, including those of the officers. He said, it will not be tolerated. We are fully committed to working with local law enforcement to crack down on these crimes. Conservative podcaster, a guy named Nick Sartor, you may know who I'm talking about. Nick Sartor said that both his father and sister were swatted in one day. He said, a dozen cops attempted to kick my dad's door down at gunpoint. This is literal blanking terrorism, he said, and the FBI ought to treat it as such. He said, it goes further. I've got other stories in here about others in the same position.
Owen Schroyer, 2 days ago from InfoWars, had lasers pointed at him from getting swatted, like at 9 o'clock at night where he's about to go to bed, and all of a sudden he's got lasers from guns pointed at him. It's nuts.
Unbelievable. Yeah, story on Newsweek. Dateline around the same time. Take some of the same stuff, but we got a Texas-based talk show host, a guy named Pagliarulo, who said he was a victim of swatting just about March 12th. He said he was first aware that armed men were confronting him, and it could have resulted in a shootout, but luckily he was able to call 911. An operator informed him they had received a disturbance and that this was likely law enforcement responding. Cat Turd. You may follow Cat Turd on social media. I do. He's great. Cat Turd. He's been swatted, I think, 3 times. We had another one, Gunther Eagleman, who's got 1.3 million followers on X as a conservative. He was swatted when someone called in a fake hostage situation. Sean Farash, another guy, he's a comedian who calls himself Captain Deplorable. He said police were called to his house receiving reports somebody had been murdered inside and that he was prepared to carry out suicide by cop. And they had to respond. You got Republican Senator Mike Lee responding on Twitter asking if someone's going to be prosecuted as attempted murder for this stuff. So these are all real, and they're all happening, and they're all really wrong, and they're all really, really, really dangerous. So what is happening with this? Are we going to see anything? What are the laws on this? Unfortunately, too often, the laws related to swatting are just misdemeanor false reports because no one contemplated this level of danger. So I pulled a piece off of nolo.com that is a legal website that carried the definitions of swatting and the nationwide penalties thereof. This story is about a month old, so it's fairly current. But you look at it and go, okay, where are we on this? Are we going to have some laws that apply? Well, right now you're looking at states having to bring in their legislatures to deal with it and put felony level offenses on top of it, trying to get it to stop. I mean, you can have false information, you can have the transmission of threats, but generally speaking, these are low level offenses. Under federal law, swatting is generally punished as a felony, and it can result in years in prison, according to the article I'm looking at. The crime of false information and hoaxes can carry up to 5 years in federal prison if indeed they can attach it to a federal crime. But if serious bodily injury occurs, there it goes up to 20 years. I'm going to suggest that they need to start making more intense state laws about it as well. Because there's going to be times when it's purely a county function and you can't tie it to a federal crime, or it's going to be purely a municipality. They got to start doing this. They have one guy, Alan Fillion, in early 2025. He's an 18-year-old serial swatter, sentenced to 4 years in federal prison because of interstate transmission of threats. He was calling across state lines. That's the difference. He made 375 false bomb threats over a course of 2 years. My gosh, the guy just did nothing but get on the phone and call in false threats. Yet another case, a guy named Ashton Connor Garcia. He's a 21-year-old self-proclaimed cyber terrorist. He got 3 years in federal prison for calling in fake emergencies to agencies around the nation while live streaming his calls on Discord like it was funny. I mean, this is not like crank calls where you call in with a joke, right? This is not like the old days of, you know, calling somebody and pranking them. This is big. This involves people being put into a position where they could literally die. And the idea that this happens on a regular basis, and that, you know, the unhinged left, the unhinged left that we're seeing so often right now, burning Teslas, rioting in streets, you know, demanding change, calling for, you know, a weekend where we do the Tesla takedown, all of this crap, this anger outburst that the left continually promotes. Even members of the of Congress on the left are calling for things that should be categorized as violence, or at the very least encouragement thereof. Well, you've got to tone this down, because the reality is stoking these flames, the anger industrial complex that I call it, is raising a lot of money and putting a lot of time into doing this. But there are people who have no governor. There are people who have no ability to discern right from wrong, and they take this as encouragement to get out there and do things. This is, in fact, I see it. Shane from Athens is texting in right as I'm talking. He calls it the timeout generation. Yeah, they never got spankings. All they got was the occasional timeout and someone trying to reason with them. Doesn't work well. Doesn't work well at all. Swatting's got to stop, man. This is nasty, ugly. And by the way, I'm going to say this too. If you know somebody who's doing it or saying they're going to do it as a joke or they think it's funny, explain the realities to them that when someone dies, they will be held accountable. All right, we're going to take a break right now. We'll come right back. Last break of the day on a Friday. We're going to get you guys in the car and on the way to the house. Beautiful weekend ahead of us. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.